This hour of the morning news with Ron Suss is brought to you by the Egg and I Restaurant at East 54. Proud to be an active part of this community. Everyone's talking about the Egg and I. Have you been there yet?
This morning on WCHL, Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens will address how the town plans to manage anticipated growth in tonight's State of the Town address. Carborough resident Wendy Bryan says the noise from a new natural gas pipeline has shut down her therapeutic horse riding program for young cancer patients.
The first thing people ask is that fracking? Some of the parents have said, is that gas coming out of there? I mean, very concerned about their not completely healthy children.
And county by county, unemployment numbers show that unemployment rates are generally higher across the Tar Heel State. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Tar Heel men's basketball team defeated fifth-seeded Arkansas Razorbacks on Saturday night in Jacksonville. Advanced to the second round of the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012. And the Carolina women play tonight in Carmichael Arena. And
Duke, Carolina, and State are three of the Sweet 16 once again.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
51 degrees in Chapel Hill right now and the beginning of a fairly nice day. We'll have a lot of clouds. Slight chance of rain this morning and rather cool temperatures today. Our highest today in the middle 50s. Relatively speaking, cool. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 30s, and then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. As I mentioned, 51 degrees right now. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens plans to address how the town plans to manage anticipated growth in tonight's State of the Town address. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Growth in our area presents challenges to all of the leadership in Hillsborough, Carborough, Chapel Hill, and in Greater Orange County. Mayor Tom Stevens says that planning for development in the town will be key as Hillsborough is moving forward.
I think the name of the game right now is growth. And of course, that's what's on people's mind in town, just like it is in Chapel Hill. People want to know what's the impact of growth going to have on the town character.
Stevens says projects around town meant to handle the growing population are some of the topics that he hears about most from residents.
We're expecting a fair amount of development coming really right upon us here in Hillsborough, and just how we're managing that, what do we expect it to do, where have we been in the last year, what is it that we have going on now, and what do we expect in the coming year and in the years to come.
And he adds that some residents are also concerned that Hillsborough will lose the small town feel that they have come to know and love.
I like to believe we will be able to maintain a small town character, but there's no question that the number of people coming here is going to have an impact on what the lifestyle is here.
Stevens says they are anticipating growth between 30% and 36% in Hillsborough over the next few years. The State Department of Transportation has allocated money to Hillsborough for some of these projects, including a new rail station, which has been the topic of much discussion at planning events in Hillsborough. The State of the Town address is scheduled to take place in the main meeting room of the Whitted Human Services Center at 7 o'clock. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
An estimated 300 gallons of untreated sewage was discharged on Spruce Street in Hillsborough on Friday morning, according to town officials. The incident started around 9:30 and was cleared by about 10:30 and was a result of a partial blockage that was caused by roots and grease. Untreated wastewater reached a creek that is a tributary of the Eno River. A North Carolina general statute requires a notification to the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources of any discharge of over 1,000 gallons. Carborough resident Wendy Bryan says the noise from a new natural gas pipeline has shut down her therapeutic horse riding program for young cancer patients. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
On 5 acres off of old NC 86, down a thin dirt road on the western outskirts of Carborough, horses munch hay in the shade. A small arena, paddock, and barn are tucked away in the woods next to the house where Wendy Bryan and her husband live. This is Duckbridge Farm. For decades, Brian has used the space to run a therapeutic riding program that gives adults and children with cancer a place to escape their worries. But 14 months ago, that came to an abrupt end.
The first thing people ask is that fracking? some of the parents have said, is that gas coming out of there? I mean, very concerned about their not completely healthy children. And I said, no, it's actually just gas passing from the regulator station to the pipeline.
Last year, the utility PSNC installed a natural gas pipeline running from Alamance to Orange County, alongside a line first installed in 1952. To accommodate the second line, the company extended its easement on either side of the pipeline, cutting down trees to clear the way. The pipeline runs down the edge of Brian's property. It took months for workmen to clear the trees and install the line.
I assumed that would take maybe a couple weeks, you know, to cut down so many trees. But it ended up taking 6 months. I tried to teach and ride when they told me they were not going to be doing anything noisy or disruptive, but it just didn't pan out.
Brian says the tree cutting spooked her horses. She had to close down the riding program after she was thrown from a horse and trampled.
I did try to teach intermittently, but there was always a bad experience. And I'm not going to put in danger anybody's life and limb, literally.
Work on the pipeline also cut off access to her barn for 6 months, leaving bales of hay to mold. With no income from the riding program, Brian was forced to sell many of the horses she'd trained to work with children.
We live in town and on small property, so we don't have pastures of greenery for horses to graze on. We have to provide all the hay. It's very expensive for me to keep a horse. It's $500 a month per horse. So I sold 6 of my 7 horses and my new John Deere tractor just to provide for the 2 remaining horses that we have here.
Throughout all this, Brian was confident classes could resume once the workmen were finished and the noise died down. Then she heard a new noise.
This is a 50-degree day, and on a 30-degree day, it's 4 times as loud.
A neighbor sold the land next to Brian's riding area to PSNC to build a regulator station where gas is compressed, then sent down the line. The sound intensifies when the demand for gas increases. Brian says on cold days, the noise is deafening.
The way I would describe it is a chainsaw sawing through metal. It's a very loud sound, so loud we had to relocate our bedroom in our house because it kept us awake at night.
Brian says the noise makes it impossible to restart her riding program. While PSNC has installed some plastic sheeting around the regulator to dampen the sound, she says it's not enough. She told WCHL her efforts to communicate with the company have proved frustrating.
I'd love for them to respond to my questions that I have been presenting and just have a better line of communication so I know what to expect. I know how to plan. I would love to, you know, get going.
Jody Robert-Smith is the Public Affairs Coordinator at PSNC Energy. She says engineers are still assessing the situation at Duck Bridge Farms and investigating other noise abatement options.
We have discussed and we are working with Ms. Bryan on a number of options that we hope would help everyone come to, you know, a mutual agreement on the matter.
But it's not clear when those improvements will be put into place.
I haven't been given a time frame because I'm not certain that our company knows.
In the meantime, Brian's clients are waiting, and some have precious little time.
They call all the time. Are you ready? Can you start? Can you begin? And I don't really have a horse right now for them. If this ever gets resolved, I am so anxious to get some nice, safe horses like I had before. The tragedy in all this is I've lost 3 of my students. They've succumbed to cancer. And that broke my heart because they all swore that that's what kept them going.
Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 6:14. More news in just a moment.
And 1 and 2.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary 4-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unchildrens.org.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
Hi, this is Wendy Thompson and Tracy Wright with Tony Hall & Associates, the Power of Two in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Many people know us from buying and selling homes. Others shop with us at Harris Teeter.
We would love to get to know you.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home and you are looking for a great team,
call the Power of Two, Wendy and Tracy, with Tony Hall & Associates.
At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them. Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County Yard Waste Mulch will be 40% off from February 16th through March 21st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. We'll load the mulch in your truck or trailer at the landfill on 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. Without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch between now and March 21st at the landfill on Eubanks Road.
Hi, Jerry Sturdivant here. Have you heard the news? Sturdivant's Tire Pros is having our annual spring tire sale. That's right. Come to Sturdivant's Tire Pros for the deepest selection and best prices of tires this season. You'll always get the same friendly customer service and high-quality work from the folks you know and trust, along with free roadside assistance with any purchase and service work backed by national warranties. Proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years, we're located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. So call us at 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 50 degrees, 617 at WCHL. A lawsuit pitting three North Carolina governors against General Assembly leaders has clearly become more than a legal exercise about the state constitution as it heads to the state Supreme Court. Last week, three trial judges struck down the appointment scheme created by the legislature for three environmental boards in 2014, including one overseeing the cleanup of coal ash pits. Legislative leaders who make a majority of the three boards' appointments have appealed. The case was brought by Governor Pat McCrory and two former governors. Constitutional law experts say the ruling, if upheld by justices, could require dozens of boards and commissions with appointments picked by legislators to be retooled. It also could cause the Senate to use its rarely tapped powers to confirm more of a governor's future appointments. Today's public school teacher pay rankings show North Carolina still below the national average, but making improvement after raises were approved last summer. The new annual National Education Association report showed North Carolina ranked 47th among the 50 states and the District of Columbia during the 2013-14 school year in average teacher pay at almost $45,000. The NEA's average pay estimate this year for North Carolina is about $47,800, compared to the national average about $57,400. North Carolina's 6.2% increase represented the highest jump in the country. The legislature raised the minimum salary to $33,000 and gave raises of varying amounts to others. The North Carolina Association of Educators said the state is now ranked number 42. This year's per pupil expenditures show North Carolina behind southeastern neighboring states. WCHL News Time 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And not a lot of traffic out there so far this morning. And everything is clear sailing as far as we know. If you know of something we're not reporting, then call us in the newsroom. 919-967-8363. Talk to Nikki Morse. You can also tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro if you like and become a WCHL Road Warrior. But right now, everything is A-OK. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point. And it looks pretty good out there. Going to have some clouds, 50 degrees right now. Mostly cloudy today, slight chance of rain this morning. Cooler temperatures, high today in the middle 50s. Of course, I realize it's all relative, saying cooler. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 30s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s, but a chance of a spring shower or two. It feels good to say that, too. Crown Honda of South Point is home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service and Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. Dream Service at Crown Honda of South Point. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. A lot of basketball to talk about this morning. First of all, the Tar Heel men's basketball team defeated the fifth-seeded Arkansas Razorbacks on Saturday night down in Jacksonville. Now they've advanced to the second week of the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2012. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
Arkansas brings it front court. Madden will try a long three at the buzzer. That's no good. And the Tar Heels for an NCAA record, 32nd time. and for the first time since 2012, are moving on to the Sweet 16.
Yes, how sweet it is. Using an up-tempo pace, more to Roy Williams is liking the Tar Heels team fought past the Razorbacks 87-78 to advance and keep their big dreams of national glory alive. With the victory, the Tar Heels improved to 26-11 overall, while the Razorbacks finished their season with a 27-9 tally. Coach Williams certainly had plenty to smile about after the game. The Hall of Famer tied his mentor, the late Dean Smith, with 65 NCAA tournament wins. That's second most all time. Things apparently got a little wild in the post-game locker room, and you can't blame Roy for celebrating. He says it's been a tough year.
Losing Coach Smith, losing Ted Seagroves, my big-time buddy, Stuart Scott, the stuff that we've had going on, Mitch Kupchak's daughter, it's been a hard year. It really has. And I probably acted sillier in the locker room after this game than I have in quite a while. And so I'm going to try to enjoy the dickens out of this one for a while.
UNC junior guard Marcus Page went off in Jacksonville, scoring 20 of his eventual 22 points in the second half to lead the Carolina scoring charge. Yes, second half Marcus is back, folks.
I think it was more the media that kind of pegged that name on me. My teammates kind of went along with it after it got kind of got some notoriety. But I don't know what that's all about. I just try to help my team win. And, you know, in big moments, I feel like I get put in a position to succeed by my teammates to do a great job screening for me and looking for me. And, you know, sometimes if you have a poor first half, you want to do whatever you can to erase that and make up for it in the second. And that's what I've been able to do a couple times.
Page's renewed health was put on full display, and with a zero turnover performance turned in by teammate J.P. Tokido, the Tar Heels proved to be a formidable force. Can Carolina keep it going? Thursday will be the next chance to watch the Heels strive to achieve elite status, or rather advance to the Elite Eight round of the Big Dance. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We now know who Carolina's opponent will be on Thursday. Tar Heels will take on Wisconsin. And Wisconsin defeated Oregon this weekend. UNC women's basketball team is into the round of 32 in the NCAA tournament after holding off a determined effort from the Liberty Flames on Saturday at Carmichael Arena. Tar Heels will be playing at home tonight. WCHL's Kyla McCoy reports.
The Tar Heels were able to hold Liberty off in the second half despite the Flames' attempt to come back from a 14-point deficit. With a final score of 71-65, North Carolina lives to play another game in the NCAA tournament.
I knew it was going to be a tough game because Liberty's tough, and you know, it's just typical of these first-round games that we've been seeing in both the men's and the women's tournament. So we're happy for the win, and you know, we're looking forward to playing on Monday night.
The fourth-seeded Tar Heels shot 49%, and Alicia Gray led the way with 17. Stephanie Mavunga put up 12 points and credits the guards for getting the ball under the basket.
We tried the post a lot. That was really a big thing. And also the on-ball defense from the top or from the wings. The guards did a really good job really mirroring the ball. That way they didn't really have a good look so that they could pass it into the post as easily, and I think that was really big.
Liberty made a run in the second half and cut Carolina's 14-point lead to 65-59. Coach Sylvia Hatchell says poor rebounding gave the Flames an opportunity to come back.
A rebounding was, I don't know what words you how you describe it, but it was pretty bad. So we got to do a lot better job with that.
Senior Latifa Coleman scored 15 points, the most she has scored in 2015. Coleman says having Coach Hatchell back this season is emotional for the team.
Every time we think about the tournament and last year, we get fueled with emotion. I mean, having Coach Hatchell back is great. It's just more fuel to the fire. Like, there's more purpose behind what we do and why we do it.
Thank you to Kylie McCoy for that report. Our coverage of tonight's Carolina-Ohio State game begins tonight at 6 on WCHL.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Fisher Investments Annuity Insights booklet is now available. Stay tuned and I'll tell you more about it. In the space of 1 year, as much as 14 million tons of plastic trash gets added to the oceans. Can anyone do anything about this? At least one man thinks so. We'll meet him after this. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Do you own an annuity or is someone trying to sell you one? If so, and you're an investor with $500,000 or more, please stop and listen to this. Your annuity salesman might promise the soothing sound of guaranteed income, but does he really have your best interest in mind when he could be making a commission of 8% on the sale? That's why I think you should call Fisher Investments at 1-800-400-0404 and get the eye-opening free report called Annuity Insights. 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Offered by respected Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher, it's the guide your annuity salesman does not want you to read. It exposes how annuities can lock you into low returns and charge you outrageous commissions and fees. Reading it could save you tens of thousands of dollars and a lot of grief. That's why I think you should call for this free report right now. 1-800-400-0404. That's 1-800-400-0404. Our CBS News colleague Omar Villafranca wants you to meet a California man who started a movement.
Lenny Arkenstall started a one-man-with-a-boat endeavor in a small Long Beach, California marina that needed help.
This place was filled with tires and TVs and sofas and styrofoam and cups and ice chests.
He skims the surface, dredges underwater, and has kept cleaning the Cerritos Bahia Marina for 23 years. It was his idea to corral the floating mess with fishermen's booms.
That includes balls that drift away from kids.
We pull out the balls for the kids that lose them, and we return it to the schools.
His personal commitment to cleaning the surrounding 100 acres caught the eye of the county government. Sanitation workers were sent over with trucks to help.
Have you always been an environmentalist?
Oh, no, 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 no. I became an environmentalist by doing this. Before this, I was an investment consultant in Century City, and I had no clue.
But he lost that job and his home over 2 decades ago.
Came over here and lived on the boat.
And you know what? I'm blessed. I thought it was a nightmare. It was a nightmare part of my time. God humbled me. And then as I started to clean, I started feeling better about myself.
Those who joined him share in that pride, says volunteer Rob Webb.
We have more snowy white egrets and birds that we didn't see when we were kids. A lot of that is because of Lenny.
It has taken time, of course.
How much do you think you've pulled out of the water?
Over the course of 20 years, you have to say hundreds of tons of debris.
And happily, the word is spreading, as you'll hear on our next Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Why pay for your 2015 dental benefits if you're not going to use them? Now is the time to schedule to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all insurance claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Join the Trolley Stop in celebrating their grand opening in Chapel Hill on Saturday, March 28th. It's time to taste the fresh, made-to-order hot dogs and toppings that have made the Trolley Stop famous on the beaches of North Carolina since 1976. With a focus on quality hot dogs at a simple price, it couldn't be any easier to choose the Trolley Stop. Check out Trolley Stop Hot Dogs on Facebook and view their menu on single platform. Grand opening is Saturday, March 28th. So many choices and only one stop. The Trolley Stop, Chapel Hill.
Hey, Vapor Girl, we've all heard about vaping. What is it?
Vaping is the solution that many people have been looking for. It lets people have controlled amounts of nicotine without smoking cigarettes.
So, no smoke?
No lighters, no matches, no cigarette butts, no cigarette stink.
Wow, that does sound a lot better than smoking. Where can people learn more?
The best way to learn more is to stop by one of our beautiful stores. We're located in Chapel Hill, Durham, and Pittsboro.
Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers. Thevaporgirl.com.
You may know that Paws Forever rescues homeless dogs and cats in our community, but did you also know that Paws Forever commits to their animals for the rest of their lives? Some animals live at Paws Forever for just a short time, and others for years. Like Gypsy, a sweet but very shy cat who was at Paws Forever 5 years. She is now thriving in her new home. Please consider offering your support to the long-term work of Paws Forever. Learn more and donate at pawsforever.org. Thanks, WCHL, for your support.
Good morning. It's 6:30 at WCHL. We have 50 degrees in Chapel and the beginning of what I hope will be a good day. This forecast brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. It's going to be mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain this morning. Cooler in the afternoon with a high in the middle 50s. Still not a bad day. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with the lows in the middle 30s. And tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Today is the 4th full day of spring. So that's really something to think about. So, you know, the weather should be a little bit better. Again, high today about 55 degrees. And we're starting out this morning at 50 degrees right now.
Town Hall Grill is home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill is located in Southern Village. It's the perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for absolutely free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carborough's newest talk and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. ISIS now says it wants its backers to go after dozens of U.S. military personnel. The extremists posted names, addresses, and photos of about 100 people whom they said had been part of the effort to defeat ISIS. More from CBS's Juliana Goldman.
The video comes from the Islamic State Hacking Division. It was released on social media and encourages ISIS supporters to kill those who are listed. The terror group claims in the video that the information was obtained by hacking military databases, but the Pentagon says it believes the information was publicly available online from news articles and even its own reports about the campaign against ISIS.
In Brussels, reporter Terry Schultz.
NATO's Supreme Allied Commander General Philip Breedlove says he's not surprised by the extremist move, given recent military losses for ISIS.
They try to divert attention from what's happening on the battlefield.
While U.S. military officials are calling this an unverified threat, they are urging service members to be vigilant.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, it is 49 degrees, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. County by county unemployment numbers show that unemployment rates are generally higher across the Tar Heel state. WCHL's Aaron Keck tells us why.
The unemployment rate in Orange County for the month of January was 4.6%. That's up nearly a full percentage point from December. But Larry Parker with the Division of Employment Security says that's not as surprising as you might think.
It was a large loss in retail, so a lot of this is seasonal. You see a lot of construction losses. You see a lot of the retail trade losses this time of the year. So there's typically a large amount of North Carolina counties that see an increase in January.
Even with that jump for the month of January, Orange County still had the second lowest unemployment rate in the state, just a tenth of a percentage point behind Buncombe County. Parker says the loss of retail jobs led to a sharp drop in the county's labor force as well.
It's just down slightly by about 1,000 folks. And you had about 400 more people who were unemployed in the month of January, so compared to December. So that's probably the reason why the rate went up from 3.7% to 4.6%.
Parker adds that the county continuously has one of the lower unemployment rates in the state because of the far reach of UNC.
Certainly Orange County, with a labor force of just over 72,000 or so folks, benefits from having one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state virtually year-round just because of everything that's in Orange County between the hospital system, the school system.
Orange County's year-over-year unemployment rate was virtually unchanged. Parker says those numbers actually provide a better gauge of a community's employment opportunities.
Gives you more of a true sense of where have we been, is there a pattern? Because when we do get into months like January and seasonality can play a part and you get those fluctuations, it's kind of really difficult to get a sense of what's going on. But when you look at over a year and you say, okay, well, this is what happened in January of this year, what happened in January of last year, you get a consistency, you get a pattern.
The statewide unemployment rate for the month of January was 5.9%. Aaron Keck, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Democratic State House Representative for District 50 is chronicling his efforts to find common ground on education with conservative colleagues. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more about Greg Meyer's recent articles for Education NC.
Meyer recently wrote a series of three pieces for ednc.org. One article recounts a trip to Florida for the annual Excellence in Education Summit created by former Governor Jeb Bush's Educational Foundation.
I wanted to go because I was trying to work as a Democrat to understand what Republicans are working on around state education policy and see where I can find some common ground with them.
In the first of his series, Meyer talks about the challenges of finding common ground and how he believes that can best be achieved.
The second piece is a specific piece about our school grading policy of giving all schools a grade of A through F and how I think we might improve upon that policy based on things I learned from states that have had more experience and from some Republican advocates and what they've pushed for. So it was a case where visiting with the Republican advocates actually changed my mind on something.
He said he once considered the grading policy to be reductive and not helpful.
What changed my mind and where I think there's some common ground is that I do think that it's a low-cost or no-cost mechanism that could be used to give incentives or leverage for the state to encourage schools to improve in areas where we think it's important for them to improve.
Meyer said that one problem with North Carolina's current grading system for schools is that not enough emphasis goes toward improving students that are falling behind. His third piece is a critique of conservative school choice ideology. That continues to be an area where Meyer has a big challenge in finding agreement across the aisle.
Their policy prescriptions are really inadequate for making sure that we have high-performing public schools.
Still, despite his assessment of an ideological new Republican majority in Raleigh that doesn't seem terribly interested in compromise, Meyer said that recent conversations with conservatives on education have given him reason to believe there's hope for progress.
I do think that there are a lot of Republicans who really, truly want us to continue to have strong public schools that work for every child.
You can find District 50 Representative Greg Meyer's three-part series at ednc.org. Meyer will continue to write for the online publication as a blogger. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Orange County Commissioners is scheduled to hold its legislative breakfast this morning. Topics of conversation at the table will include education, human services, how to handle broadband expansion, emergency funds, among several other discussions. The meeting will be held at the Solid Waste Operations Center, 1207 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill, and is scheduled to start at 8:30 this morning. The News and Observer reports that Chapel Hill Carborough School Board members have rejected a site proposed for a future school at Obie Creek, but they're open to other options, according to a letter sent to town leaders this week. The town's land use plan has designated the Obie Creek property for years as a future school site. However, the town council is negotiating a development agreement with the East West Partners for a $1.6 million retail, office, and residential project on 35 acres of the 120-acre tract. Roughly 80 acres could be set aside as a conservation area meant for public and recreational use. Developer East West Partners offered to donate 15 acres of that conservation land for a new school. The council sent the school board a letter in November asking for a decision by March. Building a school on that site would be difficult because of the sloping terrain. A bridge estimated to cost $1.2 million would also have to be built across Wilson Creek so buses and cars could get to and from the school. The best site, according to a school board report, would be closer to U.S. 15501, where the actual Obie Creek mixed-use development is planned. The district is not in a position to buy or condemn that land for a school, officials said. More details on this coming later. And again, that report from the News and Observer. A bond referendum will be a topic of discussion for the Chapel Hill Town Council at its meeting tonight. The agenda has a council slated to proceed with the necessary actions to initiate a general obligation bond referendum consistent with the referendum plan. The bond has been discussed to provide funding for capital improvement projects throughout the town. The council will also look to use the new affordable housing funds to establish an affordable housing development reserve. The meeting will take place at 7 o'clock tonight in the Town Hall Council Chambers on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. And the center turn lane on East Rosemary Street between North Columbia Street and Henderson Street is scheduled to be closed today from 9 a.m. until about 4 in the afternoon. A contractor will be working for Owasa in order to replace the asphalt where a sewer was recently inspected, according to a news release. That work is expected to be completed by this afternoon at by about 4 o'clock, as I mentioned, and it's supposed to start at 9 a.m. WCHL News Time 6:39. Walt Mack has today's commentary. He says there are still a couple of problems when it comes to attracting tourists to Chapel Hill. And that is on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Basketball.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
As a sponsor of WCHL's Healthiest You Challenge, Coleman Huntoon and Brown wants to help listeners achieve a healthy and happy financial lifestyle as well. Through our series of Tax Bites, we provide expert tips on considering investments, making donations, planning retirement, preparing tax returns, and more. Coleman Huntoon and Brown's Tax Bites help you to achieve your goals and strengthen the health of your family's finances. Find more about our Tax Bites on chapelboro.com. Coleman Huntoon and Brown, our people make the difference.
attending the Subaru Love Spring event, Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill wants to hear from you. We received this wonderful testimony from one of our clients regarding his recent Subaru purchase.
No matter what model car you buy, you will be pleased by the superior customer service attitude and effort of all of the employees at Performance Subaru.
Thank you, Rick. Like always, you'll find outstanding sales promotions at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Our goal is to have you say, wow, and then tell us how your wow experience so you can share your feelings with the world. At the Subaru Love Spring event, we have rates as low as 0% for up to 48 months. Or lease the 2015 Subaru Forester 2.5i for $240 per month. View our virtual showroom at performancesubaru.com or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow! The Subaru Love Spring event. Wow!
Stock number D5673 FFA01. 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year based on MSRP of $23,140 and selling price of $22,084 with $2,999 due at signing. Excludes tax tag and $649 administration fee. $0 security deposit. Detailer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit through Subaru Motors Finance. See dealer for details. Take delivery by March 31st, 2015.
Hello, this is Freddie Kiger of WCHL, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News with my good buddy, Ron Stutz.
All right, Freddie. Hey, hang around just a few minutes. Freddie has your trivia question coming up in just a few on WCHL. It's 641.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack and Lori Policelli, Executive Director of the Orange County Visitor Bureau, is to be congratulated for outstanding efforts in promoting Chapel Hill as a tourist destination. But is Chapel Hill really ready for tourism? Could it handle the hordes of tourists who might descend on the town? Ironic, isn't it, that Chapel Hill was among the 12 cities selected by the National Trust when Town Council didn't see fit to support the Chapel Hill History Museum, forcing it to close down? Then there's a huge problem with downtown parking. We don't even have enough parking for our own residents, much less for the tide of tourists we're expecting. Though we try to shove it under the carpet, the problem of downtown panhandling would be a complete turnoff to tourists. Chapel Hill boasts so many historic venues that would attract tourists like a magnet. The University of North Carolina, the oldest public university in the U.S., is a major attraction in itself. Wilson Library, with its fine collection of exhibits. East Hall, Memorial Hall, Polk Place, Franklin Street with its stately homes and mansions, Moorhead Planetarium, Ackland Art Museum, and excellent restaurants and shops. And the list goes on and on. Chapel Hill is a great place to live and work, but a tourist trying to find a parking spot or being harassed by panhandlers might think differently. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams is brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Behind 34 combined second-half points from Marcus Page and Justin Jackson, Carolina opened up a close game with Arkansas and pulled away from the Razorbacks for an 87-78 win, which moves the Tar Heels to the round of 16 of the NCAA tournament for a record 32nd time. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the game.
First of the game, they hit us right in the mouth, and we stumbled a little bit, and we got it righted, and we attacked the press and got some layups, got us back in the game. Three-point game at halftime, and in the second half, we ended up shooting 55%. I thought Marcus was sensational in the second half. He was 1-for-8 in the first half. He was 4-for-6 in the second half. He was 3-for-3 from three-point line.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raised on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's never too early to talk with your kids about the dangers of alcohol. But it can be too late. In North Carolina, more than 4 people are injured every day as a result of underage drinking. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking. Visit talkitoutnc.org. Carolinabasketball.org.
Carolina basketball has gone through a difficult stretch on and off the court recently, which made this win even sweeter for Williams and his Tar Heels.
Losing Coach Smith, losing Ted Seagroves, my big-time buddy, Stuart Scott, the stuff that we've had going on, Mitch Kupchak's daughter, it's been a hard year, and I probably acted sillier in the locker room after this game than I have in quite a while. I'm going to try to enjoy the dickens out of this one for a while tonight.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by the North Carolina ABC Commission. Start the conversation. Stop underage drinking.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Doc Shane. Oh, baby, Doc Shane. I don't know that song.
I was going to say,
Wayne
are
Newton.
We rewriting music history?
I used to hate that song. Wayne Newton. I just never had any use for Wayne Newton.
You know what brought that song back?
What?
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, it was. It was. It got a revival after that time. Yeah, that was a great movie. But at any rate, I never liked that song.
Okay.
I could tolerate it more after I saw Ferris Bueller pantomiming the song
awesome.
In the parade.
Awesome.
Well, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHO. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. And here's Nikki Morse.
Looking pretty good out there so far. No problems to report on 15501, 8654, all heading to I-40, 40 eastbound. Also in good shape if you're heading to RTP or the airports this morning from Highway 54 through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, be a WCHL road warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363, or you can even tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
You know, that was pretty good.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's not bad at all. Maybe you should do traffic reports more often.
Okay. I'll try again in another half hour.
Well, seriously, I really do appreciate it. That was good. Traffic brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Listen, Grimble's is always there for you, no matter what. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. Check them out. Go see Berkeley Grimble today. WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather presented by the Carolina Inn. It is 50 degrees right now, mostly cloudy, slight chance of rain this morning. Cooler temperatures are high today, only about 55, so not a lot of variation. Tonight we're looking at partly cloudy skies with a low down around 35, and then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the upper 50s. So kind of a couple of mild days here with a chance of showers. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar invites you to savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients. Created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant is a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHO. Comedian Marty Allen is 93 years old today. Sir Roger Bannister, the runner who broke the four-minute mile in 1954, is 86 years old today. Motorsports Hall of Famer Craig Breedlove is 78. Singer-producer Rick Ocasek
lead singer of the Cars. Some people say Okazic. Okazic, I think is the way you pronounce it. 66 years old today, and guess who is 62 today? Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan started out lead singer of Rufus, then became a huge star on her own. Chaka Khan is 62 years old today. Actress Amanda Plummer, 58. Actress Katherine Keener, like her, 56 years old today. Actress Hope Davis is 51. Michelle Monaghan, actress, 39. Actress Carrie Russell is 39 years old today. And we have some local celebrities celebrating today. Lauren Henderson has a birthday, so happy birthday, Lauren. And Andrea Perry has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Andrea. Hope it's a really good one for you. Good morning. It is 6:51 at WCHL. Monday. Hello there.
Good morning. Good morning. Here. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, Freddie Kiger, ladies and gentlemen.
March Madness spreading its wings, Fred, over all of us.
Fred Wagoner Kiger is here.
Thank you, Ronald.
With all your trivia information.
Well, yeah. Did you have a good weekend watching a lot of hoops?
Yeah, I did, man. I need to get out and do more, but, you know, I'm parked in front of the television a lot of stuff.
You're a normal, red-blooded
American
male.
That's right.
Yeah.
I can't help it, man.
You got the Nerf hoop up in the living room?
Yeah. Yeah, you get sucked into all these games.
Oh, yeah. Firing jumpers from all over the place, from the couch.
And I am deadly from the corner.
Are you?
Let me just tell you.
Dev has told me that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Beth. boy. Well, have you got another basketball question?
Well, yeah, we have to, because UNC women are in the second round, and we're going to follow up.
All right.
So it's another UNC women in the NCAA's question.
All right.
All right, the Lady Heels play tonight in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Hope many of you come over to Carmichael to watch.
Yeah.
Their goal is to make Tampa in the Final Four.
Yeah.
When Carolina won the national title back in 1994, in which city did they take the crown with a dramatic three-pointer by Charlotte Smith to beat Louisiana Tech 60-59.
Oh, wow.
That occurred in what city?
Yeah, I got to think about that.
Yeah.
I remember that shot really well.
Yeah.
Just don't remember where they were.
If you know where the Heels won the 1994 National Championship, give us a call at 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245. And the prize is a $10 gift certificate to
Cruisers, where
you're good to go.
Exactly. Call us.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Prize Award honoree.
Will Steen is today's WCHL hometown hero, and Will, you were nominated by your husband Grant, and I wanted to congratulate you myself.
Well, thank you. This is wonderful.
I know that you do a lot of things in the community. One thing is chairing the PTA Thrift Shop Board, and it was your capital campaign that helped get the new PTA Thrift Shop built in Carrboro, and you've been a driving force. Tell me how you got involved in that and why it's so important to you.
I love the thrift shop, and I was a shopper there and a donor before I became a member of the board, and I've been on the board probably for 7 or 8 years now, and it's so wonderful to work with the other board members and especially with the executive team and Barbara. It's just such a creative place where we do so many different things, not only donating money back to the schools, but also in terms of reuse and recycle, keeping stuff out of the landfill, and then helping a lot of other nonprofits in the area. So it's a win-win-win kind of situation, and I am delighted to be part of it.
I also happen to know that you are a Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate.
Well, that's also been probably about 5 years. I started with my mentee when she was in third grade, and she is now in ninth grade.
Wonderful.
At Chapel Hill High.
Mm-hmm.
And we mostly have fun together. I get to do all kinds of things that you do with kids that I don't do anymore because my kids are now graduated college.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an opportunity. We've done things like volunteer with Paper Hand Theater in the summer, and we go to a lot of UNC women's basketball games, and we cook a lot, and it's a fabulous program, and if somebody has the time, I highly recommend becoming a mentor.
We're talking to Will Steen, and Will, I understand that in addition to all the volunteering that you do, you also manage somehow to hold down a full-time job at Carolina as Assistant Director for Fiscal Services in the UNC Department of Public Safety.
That's exactly right, yes. Never a dull moment.
Well, I have it on good authority. In fact, from
your husband. He says, and I'm quoting here, and I don't want to even change this quote at all because it's so terrific. He says, "She is also my wife and the person I most admire in the world."
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, yes. That was so incredibly nice of Grant.
Well, congratulations, Will. Nice talking with you. And I salute you as today's WCHL hometown hero.
Well, thank you so much. This has been an unexpected joy and pleasure.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
What an incredible thing to say about your spouse. I'll tell you, that's really cool. Congratulations. And, Will, I'm assuming that you will be going to the Carolina women's game tonight. They'll be playing in Carmichael Arena, you know. It's 6:56 at WCHL. Back to the question. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking a rather difficult question. And, Freddie, repeat it if you don't mind.
Well, I will. When the hills, I'll give the Reader's Digest abridged version.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Okay. When the Hills won, the Lady Hills, Lady Tar Heels, won their national championship in 1994.
Right.
In which city did they win that national championship? Remember, yeah, we mentioned Charlotte
Smith. Shot by Charlotte
Smith. Oh, my goodness. I mean, she buried it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, so the Hills right now are trying to get to Tampa for the women's Final Four, but we're asking, in 1994, where did the Hills, what city did they win the national championship?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't remember where they were. I remember the shot really well. I remember the game. I'm going to guess.
That's fine.
Indianapolis.
It's a great guess.
Really?
Go north one state.
But it's wrong.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. What?
Go north one state.
Go north of...
Of where we are.
Indiana?
No, of where we are.
In Virginia.
Where in Virginia?
Charlottesville.
Richmond.
It wasn't Charlottesville.
Richmond.
Richmond, was it really?
Richmond, Virginia.
Wow.
Yep.
Wasn't Charlottesville.
Yep. Their third city in the quest that season, the Heels getting to Richmond, had two wins in Chapel Hill, two in Piscataway, New Jersey, and then won the national semifinal game and the title in the state capital of Virginia.
Tar Heels have a pretty favorable map.
Yeah.
To get, you know, they can keep winning.
Just got to play well. They're
playing in good places.
Play well.
Sure.
You're right.
You got it. And they'll be playing again tonight in Carmichael Arena and against Ohio State. And then if they win tonight, they will move on to Greensboro, which is really kind of cool. 6:58 at WCHL. Thank you so much for all the phone calls. Got a lot of phone calls this morning. John Anderson of Chapel Hill was the first one to get in here with the correct answer. Tar Heels won that national championship in 1994 in Richmond, Virginia. And let's hope they can go for another one. Good luck to Sylvia Hatchell and the Tar Heels. John Anderson gets it. $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower. No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance. Submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes. Rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
GEICO asks, which is easier, playing basketball or saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? In basketball, a much more talented player could throw down a sensational dunk over you, and then that sensational dunk could become a poster. And there you are, eyes closed, hands flailing, immortalized forever in shame. But switching and saving with GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office is easy, and there's zero chance of a soul-crushing posterization, so that's good too.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Deal up each morning with Cruisers Fresh Fruit Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate, guaranteed to taste great. At Cruisers, good to go. 50 degrees in Chapel Hill, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of rain this morning. High today about 55. It's 7 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill, Carborough.